I thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace and his mercy that's upon us. I hope you enjoyed the weekend, and I hope you're doing well. And I just want to tell you that it's always good to be in the house of God. Amen? It's always good to gather together as a church family. The Lord says that we should do it even more so as we see days approaching. Amen? And so we're just thankful to be here this morning, and we're just going to worship the Lord and let him move within us and let him be who he is to us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I was just reading some scripture this morning, and something just stuck out at me, and it's Job. And everybody knows the struggles that Job went through. And these are Job's words. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the Lord's name be praised forever." And let me tell you what, no matter what is going on in this lifetime, may the Lord's name be praised forever. Amen? He's worthy of it all. And as we know, Job recovered from everything and got back sevenfold of everything that was stolen from him. Why? Because Job praised the Lord. He praised the name of his Lord forever. So whatever you got going on today, it's nothing like Job had, I promise. Amen? So let's just get up and let's just praise him. Even if it is similar to Job's, get up and praise him. If you want the outcome that Job had, you got to do what Job did. In the middle of it all, let's just praise him. Amen? Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? Stirring 6 feet under, dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. I see signs and I see wonders. I see bursts of living. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Come alive, wake up sleeper, he is risen, we are risen. Yeah.
is risen. We are risen with him.
Thank you that you have risen. Thank you that you have come. Thank you that you have.
Yeah.
words one more time, my God.
My God is able to save and deliver and heal.
Yeah. It's running out.
presence is here.
What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Let anyone have in without. So Jesus, do you?
Yours is the
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The powerful name of Jesus.
Powerful name.
Amen.
What an amazing God we serve.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The fullness and the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. You know, I had a thought this morning that anybody who's ever known us.
Yes.
From when we were not saved till now cannot deny that God exists.
Amen.
Cannot deny the power of God and how he has changed our lives. That's everybody sitting in here. Cannot deny how God has reached down and touched every single one of our lives.
Amen.
Listen, some of y'all, this Kenton, I know. Some of y'all used to be a little rough. Right? Look, I'm looking at his wife, too. You think she's sweet. She is very sweet, but she wasn't always. I ain't saying any names. But I'm telling you that God is so good that he's taken out that stony heart that we once had. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
That anger, that bitterness, that offense that lived inside of us for so long.
Yes.
And he has torn it out of us and given us peace. Amen? Amen. God, you are so good. Amen. Let no man glory in your accomplishments. None.
Amen.
Nobody sits on the throne room in this house but you, Jesus.
Amen.
You praise receive God. It all.
Hallelujah.
You receive it all. We're so grateful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy. Worthy. Hallelujah. Well, we got some good stuff coming up. Amen. We got VBS coming up, so today is a work day. That's what Alicia told me. He told me there was a meeting, so I don't know if he tried to sneak you into a meeting and Alicia turned a work day on you. I don't know how that worked. No, I think y'all knew that. So anyway, if you have not signed up to help at VBS, but you want to help at VBS, come today, okay? They'll give you all the information that you need. Jared would love to have your help. Again, his beautiful wife. We start VBS on the 24th, and her due date is the 25th. So we need help. I know, she's crazy. She's planning on being here, too.
Whoa.
Yep. So if y'all see her face drop or something, like, just go up, grab her, and get her to the hospital really fast. Amen? No. She's well rehearsed in this. Amen? Amen. Okay, so Friday the 15th. We have a new author in our midst, and it's Amber Johnson. She just published a book. We are so proud of her. We're excited for her. And so on Friday, this Friday, coming up at 7 p.m. here at the church, we're going to have a release party for her. She's going to have a, or they're going to have a release party. So come out and support Amber. You can buy her book then. So that's exciting. It is available on Amazon, but it doesn't bless Amber as much if you buy it on Amazon. So come to the release party. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then we have Pump starting on the 21st. So remember, we want to be praying for our teens that are going. We have seven teens that are going there. We have four of the Kaiser boys, which blows my mind, completely blows my mind. We started here with them years away from being able to go to Pump. And the fact that we have four going now, wow. Eight. Who? Jesse, yes, that's right, yes.
Okay.
So we have eight going. I'm sorry, Jesse, I knew that too. I just miscounted when we added. And then we've got Alana and Trey and Noah going. So what we want to do is we want to lift all of these kids up, amen? We want to pray for them because we want them to have a great time. And they're going to have a great time. Pump is fun. Pump is just fun. If you knew the people running it, they're like kids themselves. And so they make it completely fun. But they also are very sold out for the Lord. These are men and women of God that are on fire for God.
Amen.
And we're expecting that in each one of these kids' life, each one of these teens, sorry, not kids, each one of these teens' life, there's going to be a change, and God's going to give them a God moment during that time. Amen?
Amen.
So be praying with us and lift them up. And then we have VBS, we said starts the 24th, and we probably have a video.
You guys came with us. want you to join us this year for Revival Falls USA VBS. The address is at the bottom of the screen. Come out from July 24th through the 28th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We have lots of games, prizes. Bring a friend, you get a prize. We have tons of food. We hope to see you there.
Well, we said earlier no kids were harmed in the making of this video, but somebody said that might not be true. So Ashton was acting like he was hurt. Amen. Amen. I think that's all I have then. Yes, oh, no, I don't. Women, don't forget the first Saturday in August, we're going to have our women's breakfast / Bible study right here at 9 o'clock. And Amber is going to, Amber Whited is going, Whited, right?
Yeah.
I used to say whiting. I don't know why. I don't know why. But Amber is going to be bringing the word for us, so we're excited about that. So ladies, come out first Saturday in August.
Yes. And we do have one more little announcement, which is on Saturday the 16th, we have an outreach, and Jason Kearns will be here to do the outreach team, and everybody should join together at 11 o'clock, and it's going to be another great event where we go out and reach the community. Amen. And that will be a great thing. So I guess at this time, we better release all these children and to go to Children's Church. Hallelujah. All right. And then we're going to take a few minutes here just to do the offering for a few minutes. And today, we're just going to do the offering based upon your faith and why you give. Amen? Each one of you should have a reason why you give and understand why you're giving your tithes and your offerings, because the Lord is your Lord, and this is something that you do out of your heart to give Him worship and to give Him praise and to allow God to be able to move in your life the way He wants to move in this area. The Lord opens up the windows of heaven for you. The Lord rebukes the devourer for you. And God will just move on your behalf in regarding your offering and your giving today. So we're just going to open up our hearts and we're going to give as the Lord leads us. And I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you today that as people open up their hearts and give, Father, that, Lord, you are doing your part, God. You say in your word, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to contain. And God, it says that you will rebuke the devourers and you'll protect our seed, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings. Thank God for His presence this morning, amen, and His goodness, amen. Now this morning we're going to talk about the good fight, and that's called the good fight of faith. Not the way we used to think about fighting, amen. Not in the way we used to fight, but the good fight of faith. In the first place, we're going to look about this is Jesus was speaking to Pilate, and he says this to him. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou the king of art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest I am the king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Now, Jesus says that if my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. But his servants didn't start fighting, did they? And so we need to understand that if we're going to fight a good fight of faith, which is what the Bible declares for us, and we're going to read that right here in, we're going to read that right here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, that it says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed the good confession, that thou keep the commandment, which without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." And that is that we would fight the good fight of faith. And that means that if there's a way to fight the good fight of faith, there's a way that we could not fight a good fight. And we don't want to be in that group that doesn't fight a good fight of faith. We want to make sure that we're in that group that does fight a good fight of faith. So today, I'm going to give you six things that will help you fight a good fight of faith. And the number one thing that I want to bring out to you is protecting your thoughts. Okay? Matthew chapter 6 says, "Give no thoughts, give no worries, give no concerns." So one way that you're going to fight a good fight of faith is you're going to protect your thoughts and make sure that you don't let your thoughts get filled with too much care of this world and too much concerns of this world, because God knows who he is to you, and he will make sure that he makes a way for you. Amen? So we want to make sure that we protect our thoughts, and that our thoughts are always on those things that are above and not those things that are beneath, and that our thoughts are with God. And then the second thing that you're going to do is you want to protect your mouth from bad confession. Amen? Oh, man, we want to make sure that we have a good confession. Why? Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. Amen? And what we want to make sure that we do is we want to make sure that we protect our words from having anything in them except for faith. Amen? This is how we fight a good fight of faith, is making sure that our confession is good and our confession is in line with the Word of God, and that our confession is not negative. So we need to make sure that we're careful about the words that we speak and what we let come out of our mouth. Amen? And we want to make sure that we are careful about those things and that we don't let those things rule us. And then one of the things we want to do is that we want to protect ourselves by praising God. Amen? My goodness, praise and worship to God is a good way to keep yourself fighting the good fight of faith. Remember, Paul and Silas, when they were in the prison, it got to be about midnight, and what did they do? They began to praise and worship God. And because they praised and worshiped God, it shook the whole prison so much that everyone got loosed. Amen? Everyone's bounds were loosed, and all the people got set free, because they were people of praise and worship. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are people of praise and we are people that worship God, and make sure that we allow him to have that space in our life above everything else. Amen? And so we need to be people of praise and worship. And this means even at your home, sometimes it would be good for you to just praise and worship God in your house and create an atmosphere in your home that allows the Lord to be invited in. Amen? In your vehicle, sometimes it would be good to just make sure that there's times where you just put worship on and you just let the worship of God enter into your heart and into your space, and just let God be the God of who he is in your areas of life. Amen? Amen. we should make sure that we make room for God. You know, we want to be thankful in all things. We want to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the work trying of your faith worketh patience, and patience will do a good work for your faith. Amen? In the book of James, it's where it says, count it all joy. And so we need to be a people that when we fall into these things, that's why we want to be a people of praise and worship, so that when we fall into difficult situations and tough things, that we will add worship in there to bring ourselves to a point where we can have joy and peace in the middle of struggle and adversity. You know, the Bible says that we can have peace beyond understanding. Amen?
Yes.
And then another thing that we want to do is we want to make sure that we take action steps of faith. Action steps of faith. In the middle of our battles, we want to do something. Amen? And in the middle of situations, you want to do something that is a step of faith. We're going to see later that that's what happened when we're going to give a couple examples of people who fought a good fight of faith in their situation. And we're going to find out that what one thing they made sure they did was they took action steps that were pleasing to God. Amen? And they took action steps that agreed with the word of God. No matter what the laws of the land were, or no matter what was going on around them, they made sure that in the middle of their situation, they took action steps which led them to things of God. Amen? And then another thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to protect your ears to hear positive and not negative. In fact, the Bible says, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Amen? So you got to protect your ears from what you hear, because when you hear something, you got to make sure that you stand on the word of God, even though you might get a negative report. You know that you got the word of God backing you, and so you have to stand on that word. Sometimes you might go to the doctor, and he might give you a report that's not that good, but you can stand on the report that by his stripes I'm healed, amen? By his stripes we are healed, amen? And therefore we can walk in the things that God has until restoration and healing comes upon us, because we take care to hear what we're supposed to hear and we're careful about what comes into our ears. Amen? And then we want to make sure that when we are walking this thing out, that we protect our eyes from what you see. Amen? There's times where if we're not careful, we will see things and they will shock us so much that we'll just believe what we see. And even though you're going to have circumstances and situations around you, you have to see through that to what God has to say about a situation. See, like Joshua and Caleb, when they were with the 10 other spies, they saw something different than the 10 other spies. Amen? Yeah. 10 spies came back and said, oh my goodness, there's giants in the land and there's nothing we can do. But Joshua and Caleb came back and said, oh my goodness, if the Lord be with us, they'll be like bread for us and we can overtake them. And so you have to make sure that in the middle of a situation, if you're going to fight a good fight of faith, then you have to take on the eyes of faith and you have to see beyond the natural and you have to see what you're believing God for in a situation that comes your way. Amen? Because that's how you're going to win a battle. You know, we can look at some situations in the Bible and see where these people were using their faith, whether they started out using their faith right or not. Because we're going to take a look at the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. And what happened with the prodigal son is that he got of age where he got his inheritance from his father. And he went out and he lived completely different than the way they grew up. And he lived his own way and was doing his own thing. And of course that led him to being broke. And he was out there and he was so broke that he was working for a man and having to eat what he was feeding the animals out there, and suddenly it came to himself. And it says that when he came to himself, he thought, man, even in my father's house the servants eat better than this. Amen. And so the prodigal son went home, and what was that? He had to see differently than what he was seeing. He had to protect his eyes, he had to protect his ears, and he had to praise God by being humble enough to say, I even though I've messed up, I'm going to be humble enough to go right to my father and tell him that I repent of what I've done. Amen? And because he was willing to do that, he then took an action step of faith. And when he took that action step of faith, it brought him right to the point where he was able to receive. Not only did he think he was going to just be a servant, but he got the full restoration of sonship because of his faith. Amen? And we want to make sure that we are people that live in this way. Just like we can look at another one in the book of Mark chapter. Yeah, chapter 5, verse 25, there's the woman of the issue of blood. And we have went over her story before, but this is a good time to do it, because when you're fighting the fight of faith, she used some very good things that would be good for us to use when we're fighting the fight of faith. The woman with the issue of blood, it says that she was sick for 12 years. And for 12 years, she had this issue of blood and she could not get healed of it. And it did not matter what she tried to do. It said that she went to physicians and she went to all the doctors she knew how to go to. And instead of getting better, she got worse. And so what this woman did was in order to use her faith and fight the good fight of faith, she heard about Jesus being in town. And when she heard about Jesus being in town, even though she had evidence that she could see, she protected her eyes. Even though she had words that she could hear, you still have the issue of blood, she protected her ears. And even though she had conditions around her, like a lack of money because she spent all her money on her physicians, she protected herself enough to praise God by saying, hey, even though I've tried all this, I'm going to go directly to the Lord. Amen? And when she went directly to the Lord, she touched just the hem of his garment. See how she was watching over her words and seeing what she was speaking? Because she kept it in her heart to say, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. So she watched over the words that she spoke, and she went right in there and touched Jesus' garment, and immediately she was made whole. Amen? And immediately he knew that he had been touched by her. And so I want you to know that your faith touches the Lord. Amen? When you use your faith and you fight the good fight of faith, your faith touches God, and God can hear you and will hear you when you use your faith. Amen? God loves you, and he's always out here looking for you to be working with him on the faith journey. Amen? And then in the book of Mark chapter 10, we have another example of someone using their faith and using their faith. And that example is a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. And blind Bartimaeus was blind his whole life, and it says that Jesus came into town. And when blind Bartimaeus heard that he was in town, he cried out to him. And he cried out to him to the Lord for him to be healed. And it says that he cried out, and people around him said, hey, why don't you be quiet? Why are you bothering him? And what's so powerful about that is that, and it says that blind Bartimaeus, instead of being quiet, he cried out even the more. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we're too quiet about our faith. Sometimes when we're not getting answers, we need to push into our faith a little bit more. And we need to be more bold in our faith. Amen? Because they tried to get blind Bartimaeus to be quiet. They said, hey, don't bother the master. And he cried out even louder. Amen? Ooh, I feel somebody need to hear that this morning. Sometimes we're too quiet about our faith. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sometimes we need to be a little more bold about our faith. And sometimes we need to use our faith in a more bold way. Amen? Because what happened to blind Bartimaeus was after he cried out again, they said, uh-oh, the Lord's calling for you. And he went up to him and said, hey, Lord. And he said, hey, what is it that I can do for you that I could see? And all of a sudden, he prayed for blind Bartimaeus, and the blindness that had hindered him his whole life was lifted. And see, that's how we can use our faith to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Make sure that we are people that are protecting our eyes and our ears. Make sure that we're protecting the words we say. Make sure that we're praising God. Make sure that we're taking action steps. And these are things that can help us make sure that we will see and hear what God wants for us as we go forward in life. I'm going to read something for us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24, it says, "Know ye not that they which run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain corruptible crowns, but we an incorruptible." And what that means is that if you're going to run the fight of, if you're going to fight the fight of faith the way the Lord would have you fight the fight of faith, then one thing you're going to have to be is you're going to have to be a long distance runner. Amen. You're not going to look for a short race, because life is long, and you're going to have to use your faith every day to live this life. Amen. And it says that those that run a race run it for a corruptible crown, but we for an incorruptible crown. And we're not going to ever step back from our faith till we finish this thing called life. Amen? Because we want to live a way in our life that our life is a reflection of faith right up to the day we go see the Lord. Amen? And on a day-to-day basis, what that means is that no matter what comes your way, one thing you're going to make up your mind to do is you're going to make up your mind to run your race. Amen? An athlete has to train whether it's rains and all kinds of conditions come up against an athlete. But if they're going to find themselves successful in what they want to run a race towards, they're going to have to get out and weather the storm. Amen? And what this means is, as Christians, is just because every day isn't perfect and every day isn't exactly how you thought it was going to be, the good fight of faith says that I stick to it no matter what. Amen? And the good fight of faith says that I praise God even in the tough times. Amen? I'm not just going to praise God when it's nice and easy, but even when it's tough on me and I'm having a rough way to go, I'm going to praise God and I'm going to stick to those things that are of faith. And I'm going to make sure that I keep my eyes on God, and I'm going to make sure of what I'm hearing, and I'm going to make sure of what I'm seeing, and I'm going to make sure that I'm praising God, and I'm going to keep a guard on my thoughts. It says, "I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." You know, one thing we want to make sure we do is that we live an authentic Christian life. Amen? We don't want to have any areas of hypocrisy. We don't want to have any areas where we're preaching one way to someone and living another. We want to make sure that we're committed to those things that are true and honest, and that we are fighting a good fight of faith by being people of integrity. Amen? And that's what we want to make sure that we have working for us, is integrity. Every time, every chance we get, we want to make sure that we are working with the Lord in a place of integrity and fighting the good fight of faith. We're going to read again here in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I believe I'm going to begin to read in verse 5. "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. For now I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." And what this means is that we're supposed to fight the good fight of faith right up until we finish this thing called life. Amen? And we want to make sure that we're fighting right up to the end of this thing, and that we keep the faith. Amen? How do we keep the faith? Just by those things that we talked about, and by knowing that we're living our life with the kind of integrity that would please God. And because we keep the faith, therefore laid up for us is a crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge shall give to me at that day, and to not just to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I want you to know something, that God has a reward for you for fighting the good fight of faith. God has a reward for you for fighting the good fight of faith. When you finish fighting this fight of faith, God is going to be with you no matter what. Amen? And that when the time comes, you will depart here knowing that the Lord has brought you this far. And even though we brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out, the one thing we can take out of this world and the one thing we're supposed to get while we're in this world is salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? And we want to make sure that we get that for everybody that we love, including ourselves and all others in our family and friends and people that we meet. Amen? So we want to make sure that we do the full work of the evangelistic ministry that we have out in front of us. And that is that if you're going to fight the fight of faith, there's going to be some witnessing that you do. One way you fight the fight of faith is that you're willing to witness about your salvation and about how it can help other people. Amen? And you're going to know who to witness to. God will show you people at work. God will show you people that are you related to. God will show you friends and acquaintances that come across your path that are people that are meant to hear your story and hear your testimony, and that you have something to do to touch their life. Amen? You can touch their life, and God will help you do it. Amen? And that's a good way to fight the good fight of faith, is do the work of the evangelist. Do the ministry that God has set out in front of each and every one of us. Well, you say, I'm not called to the fivefold ministry. Ah, but the Bible says this, when I'm a new creature, that I'm called. Amen? He said, I've been given the ministry of reconciliation just by being a new creature in Christ. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that when we become new creatures in Christ, we become those who are reconciled and that do the work of reconciliation of other people. It also says that we're ambassadors. Amen? That means that we have a right to speak about the kingdom and bring forth the kingdom into the lives of other people. Amen? So we're going to fight the good fight of faith. And we're going to be people that are going to make sure that we watch our thoughts so that we make sure that we know what kind of thoughts are going through our mind, and we don't let vain imaginations take us one way or another way. We're going to be people that watch what we say, and so we can defend what comes out of our mouth, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. We're going to make sure that we're people that are praising God and loving God and giving him praise and giving him a place in our life. Amen? We're going to make sure that we're watching what we hear so that we know how to handle what we're hearing. Amen? And we're just going to be people that are protecting ourselves and fighting the good fight of faith. Amen? Because that's what God has for us. Amen? Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory and I declare your goodness on us today, Father. Lord, I thank you for who you are, Father God. And I thank you for what you're doing in our life, God. That, God, you're equipping us to fight the good fight of faith, Father. Lord, that we would know how to fight this journey and live this journey for the long haul, Father. Lord, until the day that we finish our own course, Father. And, Lord, we thank you that each day you're working with us and each day you love us and you're preparing us, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, before we leave here, I want everybody to close your eyes just for a minute. Is there anybody here today that needs to give their heart to the Lord and are saying, Pastor Phil, I want to fight the good fight of faith, but the thing I need to start with is salvation because I'm not saved. I don't know Jesus, or I'm backslidden and I have not been living for him the way I should live for him. If you're here this morning and that's you, Just lift your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Very good. Very good. I see that hand. You can put it down. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else this morning? Hallelujah. I'm going to say this to the people on live streaming too. If you're live streaming this morning and you need to be saved and you need to have salvation come to you, just right now in your own home, just lift your hand along with us and put your hand back down and then just say this prayer with us. Just as a group, say this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you. I'm in need of salvation, a restoration of relationship. I ask you to be the Lord of my life. I ask you to help me every day to fulfill my purpose. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I put Candy and Jamie before you, God, and Lord, I just thank you for healing. Lord, I thank you for just healing them and blessing them, God, and bringing them to total restoration. Father, right now, I pray for Phil and Haley and Braden, God, that this sickness would come off of them, Father. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, right now, we loose the working of miracles and healing to go into them, God, and let every symptom of sickness leave them and let them be totally healed. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray over Holly and Brian, and I just pray over their family this week, Father, as they went through this loss of Keith, God. And Lord, I just pray blessing over them, and I just pray your strength over them, God, and just help them in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Amy, God, who's sick today, God. And Lord, we just ask you to loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her body, Father, that she would be healed. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Lisa. And God, we pray that she would be healed from COVID, Father. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just remove every symptom of sickness from her in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we pray for Sherry. And God, we pray over this sickness that has her bound up, God. And Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her and that she would be healed and blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Boy, see, we just got a lot of people that are struggling. Amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we have a team of people going to Kenya today out of the Botkins Church. Pastor Dosick and a whole team of people are going to Kenya. So they're going to have a crusade. And some of our friends from North Carolina are going that you guys know and have met before. So we're just going to pray blessing over them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this crusade that's going to Kenya, Africa, Father. Lord, we pray that thousands will be healed and saved, Father God. Lord, we pray that they would be protected, that they would go in your grace, Father, and they would come home in your grace, and that, God, they would see you do the things that you desire to do while they're at this work, Father God. Keep them safe, keep them blessed, Father, and let them fulfill the assignment you have for them. And, God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And, Father, we pray protection over their families in Jesus' name, that as they leave, that the enemy will not come against them and be able to do anything in their families. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Well, we love you guys, and I love you, and I thank you for being here today. And I'm here to pray for anybody that needs prayer, that did not receive prayer today, that you want some. Just come up here and we'll pray together, and I'll be here for you.